Mike Butler's investor pledge is this. If you want to raise your hand, you can do that. But it says, I promise to myself and my family from this moment forward to make an offer, even if ridiculous.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, let's jump into Throwback Thursdays. And I've got a great story here and a huge lesson for investors that are limited on time. And this is a huge lesson that I learned and I implemented. It goes back to probably the very late 80s, if not around 1990 or so. And I want you to start off with this. This is a great story, and it's a great killer deal. And what I want to share with you is, how many times have you taken time out of your precious and valuable day and gone out and looked at an investment property or a property to buy, and you take your notes and you walk through it, and then you just shake your head and you say, no deal here, money pit, whatever, okay? Well, don't feel alone. I did that too. I can't tell you how many times, okay? And so that's normal. That's called growing pains. That's called a little bit of experience. But then I adapted my Mike Butler investor pledge, and I've realized very soon that, and very quickly, that I had to be efficient in what I do, especially if I'm going to get phenomenal results while working my full-time job. So let me tell you this story, and then I'll explain to you the method to my madness and how you can benefit from this and implement this starting right now. So the house was is 1536 Clara. I still own this thing today. It's one block over from where I grew up. I grew up on a street called Southgate. And this is a three-bedroom, one-bath home. And in the basement, the little lady, the couple that lived there, they lived there 38 years. I found this out later. And she had her little neighborhood beauty shop in the basement where the older ladies would come in and they'd get the body work done and get their blue hair painted and then silver and blue and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I'm driving down the street one day in my unmarked police car. And back then we had bag phones, if you remember back in the day. And so I drive down the street and I see a bright, shiny Coldwell Banker sign for sale. And so I don't think too much about it because when those things go up, they're generally top dollar. And so they start off asking a very high price. Well, I did not jot that down in any way. So then I'm guessing it's maybe 2 months later. I'm driving down that same street again, and here's that same Coldwell Banker sign. And now it looks a little bit older. It's got some lawn clippings from somebody cutting the grass, and they sling the grass clippings up on the sign. It's leaning over. The grass is not cut too well. And I said, this doesn't look right. This might be something here. So I stopped. I stopped in front of the house. I called the number on the sign, and the real estate agent's name was Sam Harden. At first, I thought it was a guy, but it was a lady, but she had a deep voice. And so when you deal with folks on the phone, you act like, you know, hey, Sam, how you doing? Yeah, is this Sam? Yeah, this Sam. Well, I'm sitting in front of your house over here on Clara Avenue, and just wondering if it's still for sale. And Sam said, well, you're not going to believe this, but you know what? We had a contract on that, and it fell through. Now, folks, let's fast forward to today. Does that kind of stuff still happen today? Yes, it does, okay? So it has nothing to do with the market. Those kind of things just happen. And so she said, well, we had a contract on it. It fell apart. And I said, well, Sam, is it empty? Is the house vacant? She says, yes. I said, well, give me the key code. Give me the key code to the lockbox. I'll go in and check it out right now. So she gives me the key code, and I get out of my car, and I walk through the house. Now, remember, okay, I found this out later, but it was owner-occupied for 38 years. So this thing was not abused. It was very well-maintained. But the inside of it kind of looked like a combination between Andy Griffith and the Brady Bunch. So perhaps orange shag carpet, maybe a little green shag carpet, might have had some paneling. It did have new kitchen cabinets and a dishwasher. The floor plan was just kind of funky, and it was a butt ugly house, and I really didn't want it. So I walked through it, but I implemented the Mike Butler Investor Pledge. So I sat down in my car, which is in my office, which is my car sitting in front of that house, and I got out my simple one-page offer form, and I wrote up my simple one-page offer form in about 5 minutes. And, of course, I had my little investor buyer toolkit with me, and so I had an envelope, and so I took my offer and folded it up, put it in the envelope, and then I knew that Sam's office was about 2 miles from where I was at. So I drove over to her office and dropped off the offer, and I let her know she was not there. I said, give this to Sam Harden. I called Sam on the phone and said, hey, Sam, I got an offer for you. And so anyway, I give him about 24 hours to respond, something like that. Well, next day, guess who calls me? Sam Harden gives me a phone call, and she cusses me up one side and down the other, and calling me everything except what I was. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Why are you picking on me, Sam? She says, and I'm going to not include a lot of the words she called me because I don't think it'd be proper right here. But anyway, she said, son of a buck, if I'd have known that, you know what? I'd have bought it myself. And so Sam's mad at me because I made an offer and the sellers accepted it. Now, I want you to know this. If you're not licensed or if you're licensed or whatever, if a homeowner or a real estate owner lists with a real estate agent, as a rule of thumb, okay, anytime an offer comes in, that agent has to present that offer to the seller. They have a fiduciary responsibility to do so. So even if you could find a used piece of toilet paper that had enough room to write your offer on it, and you could put it on that, and then give it to the agent, they'd have to present it to the seller. Okay, now that's the short, sweet Fred Flintstone version. But I'd use an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, simple one-page offer. And they were asking back then about $80,000 for this house. And it was worth that. And so I walked through it. I didn't like it. Really didn't need any repairs other than updating, painting and replace the carpet. Everything was in good shape, furnace, air conditioner, all that. But it was just a butt ugly house. And so I didn't want it. So here's what I did. I made an offer of $20,000 cash. I wrote it on that simple one-page offer, took it over to her office. She calls me up the next day, cusses me out because a seller accepted my offer. And we closed in 5 days or 7 days, something like that. And so that was interesting. So then it gets better. It actually gets better. So I'm going to guess 6 or 8 weeks later, let's call them Henry and Ethel. Well, Ethel calls me up and she says, this Mr. Butler? And I said, well, that depends. Who's this? She said, this is Ethel and Henry. And I called Sam Harden, our real estate agent, and she said it would be okay if I gave you a call. I said, okay, I'm listening, Ethel. And she says, well, I just got a check in the mail from our insurance company for the hail damage to the roof to our home on Clara Avenue that you bought. And I said, wow, okay, so how much is the check for? She says, $8,400 and some change. And I said, wow, okay, tell you what. And now I paused a moment and I thought, okay, this elderly couple, my grandfather, my papaw, he used to stop by Colonel Sanders after church on Sundays and bring us over a bucket of chicken once or twice a month, it seemed like. And so I said, Ethel, you had lunch yet? And she says, no. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Let me get Rachel, my oldest daughter, and I'll load her up, and we'll come down, and I'll bring you some Colonel Sanders, and we can have lunch together. And I'd like to hear your stories about things that happened in your home over on Clara Avenue. And so she gave me her address. It was down in Horse Cave. I had about an hour drive each way. And so I loaded up my daughter, and then I got down that way, got some Colonel Sanders chicken, went over there, and we just had a good time. We talked and visited for maybe an hour or 90 minutes. And then she brought out that check and she turned it back. She says, what do I do with this check? I said, well, just turn it over on the back and sign it. You and Henry sign it. And then I can take care of the roof. So anyway, they both did that. And I left there with that $8,400 plus check. And I was fascinated. So guess what? So I got the check, $8,400. So if you take a $20,000 purchase price and now you deduct, let's say $8,000. So that means I got that property for 12,000 potatoes, $12,000. And you know what? When I walked through it, I did not want the thing. I just said, I don't want it. I don't like it. Okay. So I got that thing for around, well, a little less than $12,000. And you know what? I still own it today. It rents for like $950 or $995 a month. Still today. And I bought this thing back in 1990. But here's the method to my madness. And here's the great story. And here's the lesson learned for Throwback Thursday. Keep in mind, I walked out of that house and said, I do not want this ugly behemoth. Okay? Don't want it. But because I took time out of my precious day and I walked through it and I looked at it, guess what? I promised myself I have to make an offer. So Mike Butler's investor pledge is this. If you want to raise your hand, you can do that. But it says, I promise to myself and my family from this moment forward to make an offer, even if ridiculous, on every property that I take time out of my precious day to go view. Now, when you promise yourself that, okay, you're not going to run around and when somebody says, hey, I hear you buy houses, come out here and make me an offer. No, you're going to force yourself to be more efficient. That one Mike Butler investor pledge right there, that's probably made me $500,000, if not close to $1 million by implementing that from back in around 1989. There was another house just a few blocks from there. Was listed for $70,000. I walked through it. I didn't want it. I didn't care for the neighborhood. Guess what kind of offer? But I looked at it. So I promised myself I have to make an offer. I made an offer to buy it for $12,000. That agent, too, called me up. Didn't cuss me out. Said, my, oh, my. If I'd have known that, Michael, I'd have bought it myself. They had it listed for $70,000. Okay, so this kind of stuff works. And the price doesn't matter. It can be a $700,000 home. It can be a $500,000 home. Now, they're not going to do it for $12,000, but to buy a $70,000, $80,000 home for $20,000 and then get that insurance check on top, none of that would have happened if I'd never made an offer. So that concludes this one. So you got the Mike Butler investor pledge. Hit rewind, replay this, write it down. If you want to, tattoo it invisible ink or black light ink like you used to do years ago. So you can read it every morning in the mirror when you see yourself brushing your teeth, things like that. But that's a great story. I still got that puppy today. It is cranking like a cash cow, buddy. So do that. Make an offer on every property you go out to look. Okay? Adios. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.